Biden walks a line on Lisa Sobrady, Fox News. He's trying to make more of a distinction in his criticism of Trump supporters as extreme.
The extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress have chosen to go backwards, full of anger, violence, hate, and division.
He says not every Republican is a MAGA Republican. The president visiting a labor festival in Milwaukee before heading to Pittsburgh, his third trip to Pennsylvania in 1 week. Vice President Kamala Harris also on the road today, meeting with labor leaders in Boston and ticking off a list of initiatives the administration says will be paid for.
Because you see, finally, our nation's largest corporations will now be required to pay their fair share.
She and the president making the case for Democrats to keep control of Congress in the upcoming midterms, while Republicans say their policies are destroying the country. A federal judge is granting the former president's motion for an independent review of documents seized during the FBI raid on his Florida home.
No question this is a victory, even if a temporary one for the former president's legal team. It slows down the Justice Department investigation into the thousands of pages of documents taken from Mar-a-Lago on August 8th. Hundreds of pages marked classified.
Fox's David Sponge. Federal prosecutors are reviewing the judge's ruling. Russia slaps new sanctions on some high-profile Americans.
After the U.S. imposed sanctions against Russians over the country's invasion of Ukraine, Russia is hitting back, sanctioning not just members of Congress and cabinet secretaries, but also actors Sean Penn and Ben Stiller, who have been outspokenly critical of the invasion.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The list also includes a bipartisan group of senators and the U.S. Commerce Secretary, business leaders and academics, all permanently banned from entering Russia. President Biden was on a previous sanctions list. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Coast Guard still searching Puget Sound northwest of Seattle for 9 people, including a child missing since yesterday when a float plane crashed. The body of a 10th person was recovered by a Good Samaritan. The NTSB sending a team to investigate the crash. Mississippi's capital city now has running water, but for now, a boil water notice remains in effect.
Mississippi's governor and Jackson's mayor have been pointing fingers at each other, as well as prior state and city leadership over Jackson's water crisis. Governor Tate Reeves says after the state intervened, the city now has enough working water pressure that water will come out of the faucet and toilets will work. However, they still have to flush water out of the system.
We'll then be in a position where we can actually do the test that will lead to the removal of the boil water notice.
He said basic work to maintain the O.B. Curtis water facility was not done, and that moving forward, spending money to maintain competent staff at the facility is critical. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
For the 6th day in a row, California residents are being urged to conserve energy amid record-setting temperatures.
The California Independent System Operator extending an alert asking residents to minimize electricity use between 4 and 9 p.m. local time amid triple-digit temperatures in the region. Operators say the state faces a higher likelihood of rolling power outages until Tuesday. The National Weather Service extending an excessive heat warning for most of Southern California. During those peak hours, folks are asked to set their thermostat to 78 degrees or higher to avoid using major appliances and to turn off unnecessary lights.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The extreme heat also a challenge for crews battling several wildfires. Europe's bracing for an energy squeeze amid Russia's continued war in Ukraine, but Germany now says it still plans to shut down its last 3 nuclear power plants. However, they will essentially keep 2 on standby with an option to reactivate them in case of an energy shortage. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.